The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Resilient Butterfly, the podcast for the people who are just as confused about life as I am. I'm your host, Nay, full-time nursing student, dog mom, and gym junkie, who is here to share my own mistakes and hardships to maybe guide you on how to make your life a little easier. I'm here to share what tools I use to have an uplifting outlook on life, and how I keep in touch with my spirituality, despite how messed up the universe may seem. Let's learn and grow together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Resilient Butterfly. I hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day. And if it's your first time tuning in, a very special welcome to you. So as you guys know, if you've been listening to the previous episodes, I usually start every episode off with a quote of the day. But today I really wanted to jump into today's topic, which is going to be about overcoming fears. And for this episode, we have a very special guest, and his name is Eric. He's turning 23, and he is from Hayward, California, and he is someone who is very near and dear to me, and he's actually my boyfriend. We have been dating for almost 4 years now, and he's practically like my best friend. So when I mean special, he is very special to me. Currently, he works as an LVN, and he is in a BSN program that's based out in Utah, and it's entirely online, but he still does the clinical component, which I think is very interesting. So I'm definitely going to have him speak a little bit about that. So welcome to the podcast, Eric.
Hello. This is my first time doing this. All right. So the program I am in, I wouldn't necessarily say that I recommend it to other people because I haven't fully completed it. And I haven't went through the hardships of it to fully talk on the whole program to start recommending it to other people as far as that goes.
When you mean that you don't want to recommend it, are you just trying to make sure that you're recommending something to people that is actually something you feel is good?
Yeah, because not all nursing programs are perfect, of course, but I just want to recommend something I truly believe in, and yeah.
So, you're about almost one semester in, right?
Yeah.
How has that been going for you?
This first semester is going pretty well. I do my first clinical trip next month of my first semester. It was a little nerve-wracking finding out my location because it's all the way across the country. It's not just Utah, it's all the way in Pennsylvania, which will be definitely a trip for me, and I have to fly out there and figure out everything on my own.
When you say nerve-wracking, what kind of fears and emotions do you have associated with having to travel alone?
Well, firstly, finding out flying there, I have to make sure I get on the right flight. And then I have to find out transportation to get to my hotel, or my Airbnb, I mean. And then food on a daily basis. And that still doesn't begin with the whole clinical experience and how that's going to be. And then just coming back home, and then it's smooth sailing from there for the rest of the semester.
So would you say that you're just more so afraid of everything going right?
It's not about what's going right. It's about what could possibly go wrong.
Would you say that you're the kind of person who worries about things going wrong often? Is that a pre-existing fear that you have?
I would say so, because I just want things to be perfect, everything to be as planned. I'm not really spontaneous in any way, but I like having fun, of course, but I like what's planned out.
I would definitely say sometimes I'm the same way, right? Yeah. I especially when you and I, we go on trips. I plan everything to a T, from we're going to go to this place at this time. We're going to eat this at this time. We check in at this time. We're definitely planners. And there's always so much anxiety that can be associated with the unknowns. And thank you for sharing about that. What do you do exactly to kind of mentally prepare yourself for the unknowns? How do you cope?
Well, I would say just thinking to myself that it's not going to kill me. And at least me knowing I'll survive till the next day, that gets me through the first day.
Definitely. I think you have to really live everything moment by moment. I think that's something I often tell you a lot, that that the universe always has its own plan and we just have to kind of go with the flow. Do you embody that in any way?
Oh, with going with the flow, I'd say relating it back to my old nursing program, we had tests like 2 to 3 times a week, and we couldn't really, if we messed up on one test, it didn't matter because we just had to keep going and going and just keep passing just till the end. And we just had to make it through till the end.
That really sounds like an experience. And from your last nursing program, do you take into the one that you're currently doing? It seems like your last program was very extremely test heavy. So how did that aid to your growth to the kind of student that you are now?
I would say from my past nursing program to my new nursing program, it taught me a lot of material, which I think it makes me prepared for my upcoming nursing program, because I just feel like I know most of the material and I just know how to get through the test to pass it.
I think definitely that mentality, especially since you're a nursing student and so am I, you just kind of have to keep going, especially when you get a bad grade, you have to just move past. I think a lot of nursing students especially fear, you have so much writing on each test that you just have to persevere through every single one. Do you have any advice for anyone in nursing on how you go through it all?
You gotta prepare the best you possibly can for each test. There's no such thing as overstudying, and you just gotta take it day by day, test by test, and just try your best to keep passing them. Everyone can do it. If there is a class before you, then they're able to do it as well.
I think that was definitely well said. Another topic that I want to talk about is, well, relationships. You and I are in a relationship, and we have been for quite some time. Were there any fears associated to the beginning of our relationship that you had?
I feel like everyone, when they start first talking to someone, it's definitely finding out if the other person has feelings for them and reciprocates the same feelings for each other that they have.
And that's kind of like the talking phase, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely the talking phase.
So what did you do to kind of overcome that fear just of if the feelings are reciprocated?
Well, thankfully, I have a supportive friend group that told me to keep at it. And then thankfully, you came out and actually told me that you liked me.
But I didn't tell you I liked you for quite some time, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, I wasn't in a rush to gain anything, so it didn't, me waiting around wasn't hindering me in any way.
Do you have any advice for anyone who might be maybe in the same position that you were? How exactly would you tell someone to kind of surpass that fear? Because everyone kind of fears if the feelings are reciprocated. I mean, everyone wants to be liked or loved, and you can't really get into a relationship until after you pass through that fear.
Well, I mean, you should probably just be upfront with the other person. Just making your feelings clear. transparency, being vulnerable with the other person, that's what shows your true colors, and hopefully they like you for who you are, not with this front that a lot of people pull.
I would agree. I think vulnerability is the best way. You just have to be 100% you, and if they like it, then they like it. If they don't, then they don't. I mean, screw them then if they don't really like you, because then they just weren't meant for you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Well, I would definitely agree that in terms of relationships, there's a lot of fear that's associated with them, especially with the beginning phase. And like you mentioned, just being 110% upfront, I think a lot of people think that they can, like, their partner can read their minds, but we don't have superpowers. We're just human. So is that what you would say? You would just be upfront and be honest with your feelings?
Yeah, because everyone always assumes that your partner must know what you're definitely thinking of. It's always the lack of communication that gets people in trouble by their partners.
I talked a lot about relationships on a previous episode, but definitely there is so much fear that is associated with relationships. And I mentioned too that sometimes you just have to find the will and the ability to love them every single day, because if you sit around just waiting and so stuck on that fear that, oh, what if they don't like you, then nothing is gonna happen. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's okay to have fear. It's just, you just have to show your true colors, and it's okay to be vulnerable, and this can carry on to all aspects of your life. There's always going to be fears. We just got to persevere through all of them.
I would most definitely agree. I mean, what is life without fear, right?
Yeah, because we can't just have all greatness in our life, because then we don't truly cherish the greatness. If it's all great, we have to have the negatives to feel what's truly up.
Yeah, and I would definitely say that the negative or the downhill, however which way you might want to interpret the bad, is all just a part of the process. You have to experience those negative emotions in order to overcome and experience those great times.
Yeah, that's definitely something I agree with, but that's something I definitely struggle with as well, is enjoying the process.
By the process, what about it exactly do you fear about it? Like, what makes you have a hard time with it?
Well, throughout my life, it wasn't really about the process. It was just more about me wanting to be at the next step. And it's always been like that, pretty much revolving around school.
Now that you've acknowledged this insecurity or fear that you have, is there any like advice you might want to say to yourself in order to overcome that fear?
Something that helps is, if I'm able to, is just try to slow down as much as I can while staying on track. That's the best advice that I have for myself.
So just taking the time to find things to enjoy.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So that's going to wrap up today's episode of Resilient Butterfly. I hope you guys really enjoyed having our very special guest, Eric.
Thank you.
And on next week's episode, I will be discussing manifestations. Do they really work? So until next time on Resilient Butterfly.